Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, May 1st. Currently with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 70%. The wind speed is northwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.07. The dew point is 25 degrees, and the current wind chill is 29 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Authorities are asking for help locating two drug suspects in southwest Kansas. J.P. Bizet has more.
Kelly Deramus and Shelby Deramus were arrested in February during a high-risk traffic stop by Garden City Police and Finney County Joint Drug Task Force. The officers found narcotics including fentanyl, meth, marijuana, and counterfeit oxycodone pills in their vehicle. Both suspects were arrested at the scene. If you have any information about their whereabouts, contact the Finney County Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation released its annual report on seized property and items that were used to commit a crime in 2022. There were 522 civil asset seizures made by law enforcement in Kansas. 54% of those were made following some type of traffic stop. The report shows $3.2 million in cash, $1.4 million worth of property was seized for a total of $4.6 million. Law enforcement can use that for training and equipment purchases. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at qualitystructures.com.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas legislature narrowly passed a bill forbidding state and county public health officials from issuing test, isolation, and closure mandates to counter the spread of infectious disease and blocking the state from requiring COVID-19 vaccinations of children in schools or daycare facilities. The bill also would require the Secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to conduct a study of overdose deaths in Kansas with an emphasis on the role of fentanyl poisoning. The measure was sent Friday to Governor Kelly on the final day of the 2023 legislative session, despite bipartisan opposition. Skeptics characterized the bill's limitations as a dangerous and politically motivated response to the COVID-19 pandemic, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment said the virus contributed to the death of more than 10,000 people in Kansas. Proponents who are seeking to restrain authority of public health officials argued personal liberty interests should supersede government action on behalf of the overall population, and they didn't like the idea that appointed health official professionals direct disease response rather than relying on elected officials with authority derived from voters. The Kansas State High School Activities Association, or KSHSAA, has announced that the 2024 state wrestling tournament will be held in Salina. In a news release, KSHSAA wrestling administrator Mark Lentz said that due to scheduling issues, the 2024 tournament that is normally held at Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hayes is being moved to the Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina. He said the KSHSAA completely understands the scheduling situation with Fort Hays State University, as they and the city of Hayes have been and continue to be a great partner with the KSHSAA and their member schools. With the venue change for 2024, the format for the 3-2-1A boys, 4-A boys, and 4-1A girls will be altered to a three-day tournament format. The tournament will be held on Thursday, February 22nd through Saturday, February 24th of 2024, and the changes include 3 days of competition weigh-in for each division, 8 mats will be used for the competition on Thursday and Friday, 4 mats will be used on Saturday for all consolation semifinals and medal matches, All wrestlers will wrestle two matches on Thursday. The number of rounds on Friday will be determined later. On Saturday, all medal winners will wrestle, leading into three mats of championship finals concurrently. And finally, KSHSAA announced the schedule will be released at a later date. E15 will be available at gas pumps through the summer thanks to a new rule from the Environmental Protection Agency. The agency issued an emergency fuel waiver on Friday that allows E15 to be sold year-round. Regulators hope the waiver will help to make gas prices cheaper across the United States, and the EPA estimates E15 is 25 cents cheaper per gallon than E10. They say by allowing higher ethanol blends, the nation's dependency on foreign fuel will be slashed. EPA Administrator Michael S. Regan said in a press release, allowing E15 sales during the summer driving season will not only help increase fuel supply, but support American farmers, strengthen U.S. energy security, and provide relief to drivers across the country. The waiver will go into effect on May 1st, and by law can only go to May 20th. However, officials expect to continue issuing waivers as need be. Carolyn Rohr and Aaron Sheeby were all smiles as they presented a check for $10,206.84 to DSNWK from the Dancing Together for DSNWK fundraiser that was held on February 26 and hosted by Styles Dance Center. Rohr and Sheeby are both dancers at Styles Dance Center and seniors at Thomas More Prep Marion High School. They stepped up to lead the event for their senior capstone project, which is a service project for students at TMP. 44 individuals served by DSNWK participated in the recital held at Beach Schmidt Performing Arts Center. Dancing Together for DSNWK was brought back through the efforts of Rohr, Sheeby, and Styles Dance Center after a long break due to COVID-19. It featured dances by both the dancers at Styles as well as a special group dance featuring individuals served by DSNWK. Steve Kyle, DSNWK's Director of Development, said they're very appreciative of Styles Dance Center and both of Carlin and Aaron, as they know that a lot of work has gone into this and it does not go unnoticed. They were able to create one of the biggest highlights of the year for DSNWK. In Nebraska news, Lincoln police reported that two men were arrested early Thursday morning after they stole $500 in tools from a construction site. At around 5 a.m., an employee reported seeing two men on surveillance video at the construction site near 10th and High Streets, and the two men eventually left in a van. Later on, officers pulled over the van near Interstate 180 and Cornhusker Highway, and after interviewing 42-year-old Jeffrey Smith and 40-year-old Jory Ridgeby, officers found several tools which had been reported stolen from the job site in the back of the van. Police estimate that the tools were worth around $500. Smith and Ridgeby were then arrested on suspicion of burglary and false reporting. The Clay County Sheriff's Office and the Nebraska State Patrol are investigating a stabbing death that occurred in Harvard Saturday evening. According to authorities, at 8 p.m. on Saturday, the Clay County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call reporting a stabbing that had occurred at the residence of 503 4th Avenue in Harvard. The Sheriff's Office responded and found one person with multiple stab wounds. The person, identified as 30-year-old Christoph Gonzalez of Harvard, was being transported to Mary Lanning Hospital in Hastings, but passed away on the way to the hospital. Authorities said a preliminary investigation showed that Gonzalez had been involved in a fight with another person when a third person intervened and stabbed Gonzalez. The third party, a 24-year-old male, remained on the scene and was taken into custody by the Clay County Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office then requested assistance from the Nebraska State Patrol for the investigation. No charges were filed as the investigation remains ongoing, and the Clay County Sheriff's Office is the lead investigating agency. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, an asphalt overlay project to improve roadway surface and drivability will begin May 4th on N89. State maintenance forces will be performing the asphalt overlay from Reference Post 62 to Reference Post 68, beginning at the south corporate limits of Orleans. The traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers, and the work is anticipated to take 20 days. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Hi, Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
This Kansas Department of Transportation is teaming up with law enforcement across the state to highlight Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month during May and remind motorists that motorcyclist safety is everyone's responsibility. The end of May ushers in the unofficial start of the summer road travel season, and safe driving and riding practices for all road users, drivers, and riders alike are critical to help reduce motorcycle vehicle crashes. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavior Safety Coordinator Robin Meinhold stated that everyone on the road has a role to play in reducing motorcycle fatalities, as vehicle drivers and motorcyclists need to share the road and treat each other with respect and courtesy. Drivers need to look twice for bikes, and motorcyclists can help improve their own safety and visibility with protective gear and a Department of Transportation compliant helmet. A total of 726 people were injured in the 814 crashes involving a motorcycle in Kansas in 2022, according to current Kansas Department of Transportation data. And in addition, 47 of those crashes were fatal, with 50 people losing their lives. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, speeding and alcohol impairment play significant roles in motorcycle-involved crash fatalities across the nation. Traffic safety is critical to all motorists, including those driving motorcycles, and it doesn't matter if you're traveling in a vehicle or a motorcycle, all drivers need to follow posted speed limits and not drive if impaired. It can be the difference between life and death. Motorcyclists are encouraged to complete a rider education and training course to learn more ways to increase safety for everyone on the roadway. And for more information on motorcycle safety, you can visit nhtsa.gov/road-safety/motorcycles. The city of Norton announced that due to circumstances and conditions adversely affecting the normal usage of water, which includes the scheduled maintenance of the water tower and the extreme drought conditions affecting Northwest Kansas, the city has ordered water conservation practices defined in Norton City Code 15210C beginning 10 a.m. Friday, April 28th, rather than beginning on Memorial Day. The water conservation rules include there's to be no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on any day. Anyone with home addresses ending in 1, 3, 5, 7, or 9 will water on odd-numbered calendar days, and people with home addresses ending in 2, 4, 6, 8, or 0 will water on even-numbered calendar days. Hand watering with a closable hose connection can be done on all days for potted plants. However, there is still no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. There are no restrictions for certain businesses, including car washes and businesses that sell outdoor plants, shrubs, and trees. Should people or businesses desire a schedule for watering other than the odd even schedule, like Monday, Wednesdays, or Fridays, they need to make an application to the city office, who will provide approval when the plan is reasonable and furthers the interest of water conservation practices. For those that have planted new grass or sod, a special permit is allowed but must be applied for at the city office, and an exemption may be made for daily watering, though there will still be no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Any violation of the rules or excessive water runoff on your designated day could result in a violation assessment of $25 a day. The full executive order is available on the City of Norton website at cityofnorton.com. The Kansas Department of Transportation is going to be holding a public meeting and open house from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. today, Monday, May 1st, to provide information on three upcoming bridge reconstruction projects along K-9 in Norton and Phillips counties. The event will be held at the Logan Community Building, located at 107 North Mill Street in Logan, and the Kansas Department of Transportation and project representatives will provide a project overview starting at 5:30. Design plans and detour information will also be available for review. Construction on the bridges will take place in 2023 and 2024. In Norton County, the bridges being replaced is located approximately 4 miles east of the K-173 junction, and the Phillips County bridges are located 3.5 and 7.5 miles east of the Norton County line. Anyone who has questions can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. Northern Valley Junior High boys track coach Jim Cole reported that on April 28th, the Northern Valley Junior High track team traveled to Quinter to compete in the 42nd annual Quinter Junior High track meet with 15 other schools. Coach Cole stated that the Huskies gave it all they had on a cool, windy day in western Kansas, and the Northern Valley Junior High boys placed ninth as a team with 20 points against some tough competition. The Husky relay teams ran well, placing second in the 4x100, third in the 4x200, and fifth in the 4x400, and seventh grader Lucas Hansen held a personal record in the triple jump, placing fourth with a jump of 31 feet, 2 inches. Memorial services for Darren Campbell, 55 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Friday, May 5th, at the Norton Christian Church. Interment will follow in the Norton Cemetery. The arrangements were made by Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having chicken fry, whipped potatoes, gravy, cucumber slices, mixed vegetables, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be soft taco, refried beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be ham patty, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, all day long, the FFA State Contest in Manhattan. At 9 a.m., the High School Varsity Golf at TMP. And at 7:30 p.m., the Junior High School Vocal Concert at the East Campus. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast for today is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your local experts for all of your pest control needs. Today it should be sunny with a high near 70 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight it should be clear with a low around 31 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday it should be sunny with a high near 72 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 41. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
When you got bugs, we know what a nuisance that could be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with the high near 81. On Thursday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 82. On Friday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. should be mostly sunny with a high near 78. On Saturday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms should be mostly sunny with a high near 81. And on Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms should be mostly sunny with a high near 80. Currently, with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 70%. The wind speed is northwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.07. The dew point is 25 degrees. And the current wind chill is 29 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KRN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Royals dropped their series finale to the Minnesota Twins 8-4 on Sunday afternoon at Target Field. Brady Singer got the start in the series finale and had another rough performance. Singer went just 2 2/3 innings against Minnesota as he allowed 8 runs on 5 hits. 7 of the 8 runs came in the 3rd inning when he was pulled in the middle of the inning in a Minnesota rally. Royals pitching struggled mightily in the entire series with the Twins as the Royals were outscored 25-14 over the 4 games, including allowing 7 runs or more in 3 of the 4 matchups. With the loss, the Royals dropped 3 of the 4 games to the Twins on the road trip to wrap up the 10-game trip. The Royals concluded the road trip with a 3-7 record as they took single games from the Angels, Diamondbacks, and Twins on the road. The team will now have an off day today before beginning a 10-game homestand. The Royals will take on the Baltimore Orioles for 3 games, the Oakland Athletics for 3, and the Chicago White Sox for 4 over the homestand. It will be their first time facing each opponent in 2023. Kansas Information Network News Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, these late-season freezes continue. We have a freeze warning in effect over north-central Kansas, including Phillipsburg, Beloit, and Concordia. We may deal with some frost or freezing again late tonight into tomorrow in primarily the same areas. Gusty winds are going to be the concern again today, rotating around an area of low pressure that's going to be shifting from southern Michigan on into the Great Lakes. Some wind gusts may reach 25 to 35 miles per hour, combined with humidity levels between 15 and 25%. So an elevated fire danger threat is possible over northeastern Kansas this afternoon. Today's high will likely be in the upper 60s in northwest Kansas, upper 60s in north central Kansas, sunny and 65 in the northeastern part of the state today. Sunny and not as cool, 78 in southwestern Kansas, sunny upper 60s in central Kansas. Our overnight low expected to be around 42. And then for southeastern Kansas, sunny and dry, a northwest wind today with a high 68. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, we had a weaker cash cattle market last week, about $2 to $4 lower, topping at 173. With the weaker market expected this week, expecting cash market to be steady to weak this week. Hog market a bit stronger, but a big premium out in front of the market. So expect it maybe to start stronger, but weaken throughout the day. Two-sided trade as far as the overnight grain market is concerned. Wheat futures were down 10. That had the biggest weakness. Corn, 1-2 lower on the old crop, about 2.5 lower on the new crop. Soybeans trading both sides to steady, basically unchanged overall. Watch for the Fed meeting taking place tomorrow and Wednesday and more moisture into the forecast.
I think farming picked me.